The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Create, do, explore. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Andrea Horan is the owner of the Tropical Popkill, a very popular nail bar in Dublin. Good morning, Andrea.
Morning, how are you?
It's nice to talk to you. We were talking to Blind Boy Boat Club yesterday about sleep, the need for it, the lack of it. And you've a lot to say about this recently.
Yeah, I'm a big, big fan of sleeping for sure.
And you sent a tweet that was a response to, I think it was it to an Oprah Winfrey podcast?
Yeah, the Usher was on talking about how he had learned all his life lessons. This is Oprah's masterclass. And one of the lessons he'd learned was from P. Diddy. And he was saying that it felt like P. Diddy never slept because he was always the last one at the party and the first one up working in the morning. It's like he never slept. And he was wearing this as if it was a badge of honor, as if this was the best thing ever and that his productivity levels were up to a very high standard because he was not sleeping. And I kind of, this has been going on for years and years. If you ever read those magazines or articles online of like how to, these are the habits of really productive people and they're always getting up at 5 a.m. or remember Marky Mark recently had his day and yeah, he got up at 4 and he was off golfing by 5 or whatever. And for me, I kind of look at that and go, is that a quality of life that we should be celebrating? And where does that come from? And it kind of started me thinking when I opened Tropical Popkill, and I opened Tropical Popkill as I wanted somewhere to be a hub of community, a little bit of creativity, and to provide a life I wanted to live. And I kind of looked at the history of businesses in Ireland, and where you, and especially there's still a lot of them on Capel Street. So whenever I walk up and down Capel Street, you'll see like a furniture shop, and you can, and it's a family shop, and the mother and the daughter and the father are there, and they've passed it through their generations, and they're coming into work to sell furniture so that they can go home and then live their life. And yep, there's none of this shenanigans of, well, when are you going to scale your business? When are you getting bigger? You need investors. When's your round of VC happening? And I was in a bit of a technology summit, it was called at the time, mm-hmm, and there was a lot of investors there and a lot of people getting investors and all the kind of big wigs of that industry. And I was bringing them on pub crawls and stuff, and I asked them what they were spending their time doing. And they're like, I work from 5 a.m. till 3 a.m. in the morning. I was like, you're getting too much sleep. When do you see your friends? Do you have a partner? What do you do for enjoyment? And they're like, this is all I do. I need to get my next round of investment. And I was like, well, what are you doing all this for? And the reason they were doing it was for their legacy. And I was like, that's really interesting. So you're living your life for what you're going to achieve when you die, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it kind of made me think more and more about what way I wanted to live my life. And that made me think when people started asking me when I was going to open more Tropical Popkills, I was like, absolutely not. I opened that for the experience of the hanging out with the girls who work there, the people who come in and having conversations and relationships with those people, the relationship I have with everyone on the street and the community that we've created. And that's something that's really been lost, I think, and I think it's a damn shame. But as part of that, that people are wearing the fact that they're getting their VC rounds of investment because they're not sleeping, they're working all the time. And we kind of don't think about what we gain when we sleep. All the biological stuff that happens, your brain is flushed out, and it stops things like, it doesn't stop it, but it prevents things like Alzheimer's happening and all the brain functioning diseases that can happen if we don't get enough sleep. But because we have this idea of success, that is, if you're not using every moment of your time to be working and productive, that you're actually not successful.
Yep.
If you're not taking a day off, that's a good thing. I'm working all the time. I don't even take a day off. I'm that committed. But what are you committed to, and what are you losing as part of that, essentially?
There's also an issue, isn't there, with people like that? You hear them talking about, you know, as you say, up at 4, and I have no friends but I have a great business. They're kind of brutal at time management. I mean, you should be able to do both.
Yeah, I did say in the tweet, I was like, it shows a lack of efficiency. And I had a few people come back to me going, efficiency is actually not a good measurement. And I kind of started looking at that and pondering that. And is it effectiveness versus efficiency, and what should we be managing? But I suppose if you're not, I've had a lot of people in very high, powerful jobs in New York and around the world and all that thing that I would talk to a lot. And we kind of have this communal thing of like, if you're not able to do your job between the times that have been designated, which are standardized of 9 to 5, if you can't leave at 5 o'clock, you're obviously not managing your time properly. Some people were saying that people work differently and they might work slower, and that's totally fair enough, and they might want loads more breaks, and that's fair enough. But don't wear the fact that you're in work till 12 o'clock as a badge of honour then. Say that I work slower, so I take my time off during the day, or I take whatever. So just to be wary of that. And I'm also wary of realising that we're in very positions of privilege where we don't have to work all the time. And I do know that there are people who do have to work two or three jobs, and to bear that in mind, that it's not saying that you shouldn't work all the time
but
when
don't...
you need to. So that's different. It's people who are wearing this as a badge of honour, saying that because I work longer hours, I'm better than you, essentially.
Yes, I think you're right.
And not taking time off to relax, to sleep. And sleep is just so important.
Of course. And there is also that debate one has to have in the head about being, say, commercially successful versus emotionally content.
Well, I think the problem with commercial success is that there's no end to it anymore. And with the onset of globalization and all that brings with it, and there's many good things that brings for sure, but with globalization, it's putting this pressure on us that we always have to be getting bigger and we always have to be getting better. And I've seen like small businesses in Dublin, and they are very successful at what they do at one store. But there's this pressure that they have to have more, that they have to, would you not get products, would you not get big? There's always this economy of more that keeps happening, and people just seem to never be happy with what they have. And I think we need to start taking a step back and realizing that we're so wealthy as a nation in terms of the lifestyle we have the potential to lead, that if we get caught up in just this work situation, that we're losing out on so much in terms of our emotional stability, in terms of our happiness, in terms of our joy of life, and in terms of what we're doing day to day. Like, we should be here working should be providing us with the means to live. It shouldn't be the other way around. And I think that we are very focused, as from politicians down, that the economy is the most important thing. If we're all working, but that doesn't mean that everyone has enough money to pay their bills, that everyone has a house to live in. That they should be different measures of success. And if we just put our measure of success in economic success, I think we're all screwed, to be honest.
Well, on that lovely note, let's conclude our chat. But I did enjoy talking to you. I'd love to talk again sometime about this kind of thing, Andrea. But I just wanted to kind of get your take on to expand on what you had tweeted about. So thank you so much for joining us. And you speak a lot of sense. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks a million.
All right, mind yourself.
Have a good day.
Likewise.
Bye.
Andrea Horn, she's the owner of the Tropical Popical Nail Bar in Dublin. And I just think speaks a lot of wisdom there, the likes of Elon Musk and Margaret Thatcher working off 3-4 hours a day at sleep might have affected their personalities as much as their output and their contribution to the world. We shall see, but good to talk to Andrea this morning. The text number 51551.